Señor Dios mío, Dios también. Aleluya. Push ahead your prayer card. Now you know what that is. You bring me to be restored. If Christ will reveal to me what's your trouble, and you accept it, believe you can heal, and whatever it is, and you know, sitting right there looking at me, something's going on right now. If that's right, raise up your hand. I've never seen in my life. This is probably our first time ever meeting. But if you believe with all your heart, your heart shall bless you. You have hearts of living. Let that raise your hand right here. By the way, that man sitting next to you there had heart trouble too. Right next to you. That's right. You could hide your life there if you had to. But when I say that man, it makes you alarmed. And you believe. That's right. Now you're going to be here. Jesus Christ makes you well. If that's right, stand up on your feet and say, I'm just here. I challenge you to believe. You believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God? You believe I'm with him? Yes, sir. You believe that the Spirit is the Spirit over to me? You're needing prayer, aren't you? If I tell you by God's Spirit, just like the woman touched the garment, you touched him too. I've never seen you in my life, did I? There were nothing about you, but you got spinal trouble. That's right. You did have it, you don't have now. Go home and be well. What about you, lady, sitting there? You put up your hand when you hear me? You step around here? I don't know. You've never seen me in my life, as far as I know. You might see me, but I don't know you. If God will explain to me and let me know that if you touch his garment, something happened, I won't speak to you unless that angel is standing right there over you. That light, you ever see the picture of it? Well, that's exactly what's making you feel where you are. He's right over you. I've never seen you in my life. That's right. If it is, raise up your hand, I'm a stranger to you. You've got a strangling spirit, which is a garter inside your neck. You're not from this country. You come from a place that's below here. You come from Orlando, Florida. That's exactly right. That's what saith the Lord.
Here's a man and a woman meeting for their first time in life like it was in St. John 4. I do not know her. She does not know me. We're just standing here. But if it was, God will tell me something as I have said to you. You have promised and served the audience to believe that he is risen from the dead and is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If the audience still hears to my voice, I am very thankful to the Lord. The picture that you have of the angel of the Lord, that light stands right here between you and the woman. The lady has been somewhere to an examination for a doctor. On the examination, the doctor has advised an operation. That's a tumor. And the tumor is located in the stomach. It's an enormous tumor. And she's up for an operation to take place this next month. That thus saith the Lord. Do you believe? Are those things not true, lady?
Yes.
if they all wave their hands here at him. Now, you say that's a good guess. Let us speak to her just a little further. Maybe now, as the Holy Spirit is enough. How many have seen the picture of the angel of the Lord, that picture that's hanging out in Washington, D.C.? They have it here in the book and also. That's what's taking place just now. See, it's the pillar of fire that led the children of Israel. Not me. The morning of Moses. And when he was on earth, he said, he was manifested the same pillar of fire, because he said, before Abraham was, I am. Is that right? That was when he talked to Moses in the burning bush. He said, I came from God and I go to God. Is that right? Well, if he went back to where he was before he came to flesh, he went back to the pillar of fire. Is that right? When Paul met him on the road to Damascus, what was he? Back to a pillar of fire, a light that took Paul's eyes out in his presence, that he walked. It's him. Jesus said, as the Father has sent me, so send I you. The Father that sent him went with him and was in him. The Christ that sends his disciple goes with him and in him. Not the disciple, but the Christ. Not me, but my Father that dwelleth in me, he said. Let's see now, whatever it was, I don't know what was said, because it's a vision. The recording boys, you had it. What was said. Test it, see if it's true. Now, ever what it was true. Is that right, lady? Now, if you'd just be reverent a moment, let's see if you would tell us something, so take the fear from the people, you see. From the thought. Yes, I see a doctor looking at the woman. That's right. I see a man appear. It's a man that this woman has on her heart to pray for. And she's been praying for this man. And this man suffers with something that's sitting in his arthritis. The man has arthritis. That is right. And that man, if he's standing in now by vision in the presence, he has a burden on his heart, and that's for the salvation of his daughter. It's exactly like, thus saith the Lord. You believe?
Yes.
As you have believed, so will it be to you. God bless you. Go and God peace rest on you. Does the audience believe? Have faith now in God. Just be real reverent for a few moments. How do you do? I suppose our first time meeting, but God knows us both. He knows all about us. I'll be just reverent as you can. Something's happened in the audience. When you move each one of these, each one of these will be. And I say, Brother Branham, that's psychology. If it is, he's refused it when he put them all out of the house and he raised Jairus' daughter. When he took the man outside the multitude, know your spirit, the same as mortal, just be real reverent. I've seen an operation. Someone with an operation. Where is the lady that was healed just a few moments ago? Was it, is she in the audience? Where did she go to? Was it something that had taken place about her? Or it was the lady that... No, it isn't her. No. The Lord God will reveal it. We shall never be defeated. No matter what takes place, we will never be defeated. Here's the lady sitting out over here. She's had an operation sitting down the end of the road. She's had an operation, and the sickness keeps pulling out of her operation. That was you, wasn't it? Am I right? One more word, just to stop now, you'll be well. Your face may be whole. Just love him now with all your heart, because he's sweet and humble, and the Holy Spirit is very timid. Just love him and believe with all your heart now. You can receive whatever you ask for, what you believe, and you can receive it. The lady standing before me, of course not knowing you, and us different ages, and born probably miles apart and years apart. Our first time meeting, I suppose. I have no idea who you are or what you are. But if God will reveal to me now, then He's already struck the audience, the people, the faith now moving. I don't know how far down the line we will come. But if God will strike on you, and will reveal to me something that you are here for, or something that you have done, or something that is just like I've been preaching about, would you believe that He would give you what you asked for?
Mm-hmm.
You would believe it. A lady's trouble is in her back, and in her spine. She has a terrible back and spine condition. She fell and got hurt. That's been 2 or 3 months ago you did this. And you're here for me to ask God to heal you. You're not from this city. You're from another city called Brooklyn. I return back for you're going to get well. Jesus Christ will make you well. The same as faith is gone, you'll be well. God bless you, ladies. If thou canst believe it, all things are possible. If the Lord God will tell me what you are here for, what's wrong with you, or something in that manner, you will believe on the Lord Jesus. Your main thing here for is for somebody else. You have already accepted your healing from some time for a place that runs, but you are here for someone else, a friend of yours, which has a stroke. That's right. They'll believe it, and they'll come out of it. Believe it with all your heart. All right. Have faith in God. Hast thou believed on the Lord Jesus said yes? Just have faith now. Don't doubt. We are strangers to each other, I suppose, sister dear. If thou canst believe. The lady sitting here, right down standing there looking at me, suffering with cancer. Do you believe the Lord Jesus is going to heal you and make you well of this cancer? Do you believe me with it? You can have what you said then. God bless you, lady. There was a dark shadow over you that's passed away now. Just have faith in God. The little lady sitting back there with a little white jacket or thing on, you can't sleep at night. Do you believe the Lord Jesus is going to give you sleep tomorrow? That you might go out of His prophet or His servant. That your husband sitting by him. Do you believe that God can heal him? If God will reveal to me what his trouble is, will you believe it? Then the arthritis will go from you, sir. You can go home now and be well and be a happy family. What did they touch? They never touched me. They're 20 yards from me. I don't know them. If I do not know you, sir, raise your hand like this. But if I don't know you, I do not know you. Never seen them in my life. But they touched something. They touch the high priest that can be healed. When he comes around and acts just like he did yesterday, he does today, and ready forever. Just believe him. Don't doubt him. Believe him with all your heart. And God shall make it known unto you your desire. Do you believe me to be his servant? Now, the reason I say that, as Peter and John passed through the gate called Beautiful, they said, look on us. See, it was they kept their attention. Jesus said to the woman at the well, bring me a drink. It's something that's to say to the person that kept their attention. Because you are a human being. You are the soul in which Christ died for them. If Christ will reveal to me what your trouble is, there's something about you that you know that I know not. And act as he did the days gone by. And accept him as he will. May the Lord grant it. Just be real patient. Just keep believing. See? You're touching. I wish I could explain it. There's no way to do it. You can't explain God. You've got to believe God. I see you standing by a stairway or something, or you've gotten hurt on a stairway some time ago, and it ruptured the stomach and the intestinal tract. I see you go to a hospital twice. You've had two times of surgery, and it hasn't done you any good. You believe it's going to be now. You know something. You know, standing in the presence of a man like me wouldn't make you feel that way. That angel of the Lord is around you. If you might know I'm his servant, Mrs. Eckert, you're from Jersey City. Return home because you're going to get well. God bless you, sister. Just have faith in God. Don't doubt. Believe with all your heart, and you can receive what you ask for. How many out there believe in that? Don't move, think. Just sit and look still. Be real ready. Now, we're in the presence of Jehovah, not your brother. I haven't even got a grammar school education. I don't know the first thing of I might say this. I don't know the book too well, but I know the author of it. You might disagree with me in my teaching, but if God confirms it, and I really have the Bible, that makes it so, for God testifies to the truth. If thou canst believe in all things that are possible. The little lady there with her hand up over her mouth and stuff, and with those headaches sitting right back behind Mother Brown there. Do you believe that God's going to make you well? You do. You were praying about it, wasn't you? She might know the lady sitting out in the inn from you there. She's got trouble in her arm. She's suffering with her arm trouble. That's right, isn't it? It's all gone now. Your headaches are finished too. Now, raise your hands if that's still in your heart. It's all over. What did you touch? You touched the heart, that can be touched with the feeling of eternity. That's exactly right. No fear. Don't be excited. Just have faith. Don't doubt. Believe with all that's in you. Believe it with everything that's within you. I have faith. Keep on praying. Head down, suffering with stomach trouble. You believe the Lord heals the lady? The little lady sitting with a little two-foot dress on. You were praying, wasn't you? You were praying this prayer, Lord, let him speak to me. Is that right? Raise up your hand. He knows your prayer. It's not. What do you think about it sitting next to the white hat on? That's real. You do that one. You did? You believe you heal that arthritis you have? You believe it makes you well? Well, then you can have what you've asked for. Amen. The lady next to her there has that bladder trouble. You think the Lord Jesus can make you well, lady? You accept it, raise your hand if you do. All right, you can have what you've asked for. Oh, he's wonderful, isn't he? That's right. Right behind the lady there's the man got bronchial trouble. You think God will heal that bronchial trouble and make you well? If you do, the little lady with the white hair, aren't you? You believe you heals that bronchial trouble? All right, you can have what you want. I challenge you to believe in your own words. Just believe me. The lady right behind that with her eyes up saying, Lord, I want to get rid of this arthritis. Is that right, lady? Is that what you said? It's gone from you.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, you can believe me. The lady suddenly sees her hand over mouth like this. She has sugar diabetes and she can't get rid of that. Is that right, lady? Raise your hand if that's right. All right, it's gone.
Yeah.
If thou canst believe me,
just by faith. Every one of us can be healed right now. Just have faith, young. Have we got, here's the lady sitting here. Let's talk to the lady just a moment. She says, I cannot heal you. I have nothing to heal you with. I'm not a doctor. I don't know nothing about medicine. I'm just a servant, Christ. And the only thing I can do, and as far as healing, every one of you is already healed. It's just your faith to accept it. You see what I mean? It's your faith to accept us. This lady stand before me. Poor lady, do you believe that here we are, here's a beautiful picture. White man, colored woman. This is a picture of the subject I had tonight, the woman at the well. We are strangers to each other. The Lord Jesus heals us both, doesn't he? If the Lord Jesus shall reveal to me the secret of your heart, or something that you're here for, that you know I don't know, would you be willing to spread it among your people and everywhere else that he still means the same? That's what you want to do. Now here's a picture of Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. I have never seen a woman in my life. God knows that. If I have, I didn't know her. Oh, we're strangers to one another. Is that right? A different race of people, both of us. I'm Anglo-Saxon. She's not. And here we are, just exactly the same. Jesus let that woman know there's no difference in the color or race of a person. We're all from the same tree, the same God. Whether we are white, black, yellow, brown, whatever we are one people from one person, Adam. You're exactly right. The country we live in, changing our color, has nothing to do with our souls. We're all creatures of God. God made us the way we are because he wanted us this way. It's exactly right. The lady is Mrs. Weeks. That's your name. You're from the city? Your house number is 555 Edgecombe Avenue. You are very nervous for one thing, but you have a great desire in your heart. You've been seeking the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and that's what you want, is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That's just for us at all. Is that right? Go and receive it now. Christ will give it to you. How many of you will believe now with all your heart? Will you believe me at this room? What about you with the crutches? You don't have to walk out with them if you just believe it. What about you in the chair where we are? Do you believe with all your heart? Then I'll ask you to do one thing. To believe that the presence of Christ is here, and that's what's bringing these things to pass. Healing is something that's been done since Jesus died of Calvary. The lady said I had TV, but they were sisters. You don't have to worry about it in your head. That's right. The main thing the lady would speak there is that plastic covers the back. You're up close. It's finished there. You have it no more. You go home and do that. God bless you. I challenge you to believe Christ just now. I believe if you will do as I ask you, the Bible says this now, Christ promised this. And here's another thing he said is God's permission. These signs shall follow them that believe. They shall lay their hands on the sick. They shall recover. How many believers is there in here? Raise your hand. Now lay your hands on somebody near you. No matter what you want, lay your hands everywhere on each other. If Christ keeps this part of his word, how much easier is it going to keep that part of his word? Now the Bible says, these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the church, now pray the way you know you're here. Pray to one another how I pray for you here. And see what the Lord will do. Every one of you will be healed. Each time with God, all your life, give a little bit of gift, bless your man's soul. We commit unto Jesus, all you people, just now. That thou will heal every person in divine presence. Grant Almighty God,
just a moment, and each of you put on your heart and say, Lord God, I am now drawing a little line. And from this hour, the reason I'm doing this is because this whole group come to Christ just a few moments ago. This is something new. But the whole group came to Christ, and I'm going to believe that God is going to help this group of people tonight to see that Christ is out there with you, that He is the high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmity. Upon that scripture, to see it manifested. Now, Lord, it's in your hand. Now, we submit ourselves to lead all this group of believers, and I'm humble servant. I just submit myself to you and the audience to you. These souls raised their hand and said they believed before they had even seen anything take place. Lord, the Christ that we have been speaking of, and give them the word of His promise that He would work in His church just as He did back there and would forever. Let me know that this is the end of the Gentile age, and we are your church, and you're working through us tonight. Give me faith, Lord. Give them faith. And may Thy great name be honored, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now let us just be real reverent. Let no one warn you. Just be real reverent. Step still just a moment. And just like in your heart you were saying, now I know that the scriptures are true. And I'm going to believe God tonight with all that's in me. I'm going to believe that God is going to speak to me tonight, and I'm going to touch His garment, and He, by my faith touching His garment, Lord, you use Brother Branham's voice to turn and tell me just like you did the woman at the well. Just like that Christ did in His time on earth, and I'll believe that it's your working through me and through Brother Branham. You just do that. See if He isn't the saint. And if He is the saint, and will prove that He is the saint, will you all give Him praise and glory for His goodness? Now just be there and pray. I have no idea, there's not a person before me that I know. I do not see. I believe this is the song you're studying right here. Is that right? Are you with Bartley? I live down in New York. And I believe that's Dr. Barton sitting right there. Is that right? Well, the rest of our group is on the platform. How many out there know that I do not know you or know nothing about you? Raise up your hand to God so He will see. All right. Now let His Spirit, now He is the same, His Spirit is working in us, which is the branches, then the great vine is here, the Spirit vine, that He begins to move through the outlets of our heart. Now what do we do? Just yield ourselves. Just like I said last time, this microphone is a perfect mute unless something is speaking through it. So when I be here, what do I know about you? I've never seen you. But it'll be a perfect mute until the Holy Spirit does something for you and then comes here and speaks the things you're in. That's the gift of God that He promised. It's never been since the last apostle until this time. First Corinthians. He belongs to this story. Why? Because this is the end of the Gentile age. It'll go by. They'll never recognize it. Only the ones who are supposed to. Did you know they never know Elisha? They never know John. He's done, gone. Jesus said that's the Elisha that was to come. They didn't know Jesus and his dead, buried, and rose again. They didn't know St. Patrick. They called him a Catholic, but he's about as much as I am. They didn't know him later in the dead. St. Francis of Assisi, a walking preacher with a Bible in his arm, not later in the dead. Joan of Arc, they said she was a witch and burned her to the stake. 102 years later, found out she was a saint. And of course, they done business, dig up the dead bodies and throw them in the river. And the day is no less. If God sends a thing out of all of the people, He calls that one He has chosen. It's God in our life. I'm just waiting. I am perfectly happy. God may not do it, but let us believe that He will. Because I don't know why this is something new. May He grant it. I just have to watch. We have it, the pictures. I don't think it was you. None of the pictures. It's hanging here in Washington, D.C., by the FBI, the only supernatural being that was ever photographed in all the world, the pillar of fire that led the children of Israel. How many have ever seen the picture? Let's see your hands. All over the world have ever seen that picture. Somebody? We'll have it soon, but not now. We're completely out. It's not mine. It belongs to the American Composite Association, the Double Studios in Houston. They cut it down at that time. We stood right there before 30,000 people. It comes out of the meeting.
Do you believe?
the Lord God will answer prayer for you. You got a burden on your heart. That's right. And that burden is for your son. He has cerebral palsy. That is true. Do you believe with all your heart? Then you see what you have. As I have believed. Dr. Barton, would you talk with the woman sometime? She's sick. All right, lady, look at me. All right, look up here. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. She's in prayer for somebody else. Mary, that's her given name. She's praying for a daughter of hers. And that daughter has a mental break. That's what she's praying for. Have to be you with your hands on her. You're a daughter too. That's right. You believe you do God's servant? I don't know you do. If God will reveal to me what you're there for, or something to you, would you believe it's his servant? You suffer with arthritis. You do have it. That's right. Your name is Disposition. That's right. You come from a place called West Hartford. That's right. Your house number is 167 North Main Street, Hartford, Connecticut. That's right. Believe me, I'm the home well. That's challenging. This lady sitting next to me is praying too there. When I said arthritis to you, she's sitting there praying for her mother who has arthritis. That's right, isn't it, lady? Raise up your hand at that time. All right? You believe your mother will get well. Thank you, Jesus. Anywhere. Just have faith. Don't doubt. Somebody over this section. Believe God. Here. Look here. There's a light. It says the Holy Spirit. You say, you see that there, that one thing, I said, I see the light that's science put on paper. It says, psychology, the camera on paper. It's hanging over a man right there. He's got some kind of little registered sweater on. He's praying for some loved one. And that loved one is the woman. And it's his sister. And she's in a mental institution. That's right. I'm a stranger to you, am I? I am. All right? You believe with all your heart. By the way, that's your wife sitting there next to you. She's in trouble, too. She has a tumor. And she also has brain trouble. Her name is Ruth Edwards. That's true. And you're from Brookfield, Massachusetts, full of that. That's thus saith the Lord. Go home, you're well. If thou canst believe, if that isn't the Bible of Jesus Christ, his name yesterday, forever, I don't know the scriptures are needed to you. How great thou art! Just be there now. Something happened, but I didn't see where it was. All you need is so real thing. How many with all their heart believe in our Lord Jesus? Now you know that has to come through a supernatural power. I have no way of doing it. It's God, it's your own faith you're doing it. That's you doing it, you're believing it. I could not say a thing unless you are touching his son. Here a few weeks ago in Chicago, there was a color lady sitting out. This is on record, all things. And she was praying for a loved one down somewhere in Arkansas. And I said, you've got the cirrhosis of the liver, but you're praying for your sister that's got a maniac in an institution in Little Rock, Arkansas. She said, that's true, sir. I said, she's in a padded cell. I said, that's right. But I said, she's delivered. For she's just now come to herself. And the next morning, the maiden come in and let her out, give her this kiss, and the following night, she flew to Chicago and had her visited in court and stood and testified the following night. Certainly, that happens all the time, Rick. If thou canst believe, he's the same Jesus. Oh, how wonderful. The lady sitting here laying a frame. Her head's bowed. She's sitting right before me. She's got some flowers on her hat. Miss Rush, you know I'm speaking to you. If you just raise up your head enough. That's good. Do you believe to be his prophet or his servant? Yes, you believe with all your heart? You believe the Lord God can give you the things you desire? Well, God bless you. You were praying then for it. Certainly you are. Your trouble's in your throat. You got trouble in your throat, in your bowels, and in your spine. That's right. Correct? You're not from this city. You're from Newport, Rhode Island. That is exactly right. I go back home, you're well. Jesus Christ makes you well. Do you all believe with all your heart? Raise up your hand and say, I now believe as the Queen of Sheba, as she sees the gift of God for this song, it settles it with me. All right. The Lord bless you. Now I'm going to ask you to do something for everyone of you to be healed. This going on, it makes me weak. You see it, there's a bunch of desperation from hands and arms. And now the whole crowd is becoming like this. You're believing. If God has given me favor in your sight, believe me now, as a servant. I told you from the Word, he's confirmed that I tell the truth. And if I tell the truth on one thing, I tell it now. You're everyone already healed and been healed for 1900 years. The presence of Christ confirms the Word, and you're everyone healed. Do you believe it? If you do, the Bible says these signs shall follow them as you. They shall lay their hands on the sick and they shall recover. Lay your hands on one another and let's pray. I don't care what your trouble is. Let's praise God. Heavenly Father, we bring to you this audience and we snatch them by the hand of the devil. Satan, you are just healed. And the Holy Ghost has exposed you and declared that in this generation of the wickedness of this nation, yet there is people who are gathering here tonight who believe on the Lord God. And they have seen his presence knowing that it could not be a man to do that. That is to vindicate the Bible and the resurrection. Oh Lord God, I pray that you will send the shower of the Holy Spirit and power over this audience that has shed every one of them to their senses to realize that the great Holy Ghost is here and has made them well. Bend it, God. Satan, I beseech you through the blood of the Lord Jesus and his vicarious suffering in Calvary. You are defeated, Satan. Come out in the name of the Lord God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. All of you that believe that you are healed by the power of God, stand up on your feet and give God praise. Don't be afraid. If you accept it, stand up. Give us a call and I will praise you, sister. Oh, isn't that wonderful? Why not in the wheelchair? Are you afraid? Don't be scared. start to be healing. Break yourself loose and raise your hands to the great Creator who stands pleasant for judges and stand with all that's in you. Stand it.
Last night, how many in here witnessed me saying that I've been in prayer on the mountain practically all day for the enemy has set a trap? But God will deal with that enemy. See, it's foretold before it comes to pass, and you know it was true. I suppose, lady, that you and I are strangers to each other. We are. Now, this is a scene before your eyes as Scripture, St. John 4. The lady I have never seen. Someone give her a prayer card. Had a number on it. Her number was just called at random. And here she stands. And to both of us before the God of heaven, we have never met before as far as I know. I do not know the lady. She does not know me. And then this is the way it was in St. John, the 4th chapter of the Gospel, that there was a man and woman met for their first time. And Jesus told the woman where her trouble was, and she believed him to be the Messiah, and told other people, isn't that the sign of the Messiah? If he remains the same tonight as he was then, that will continue to be the sign of the Messiah. And he promised he would do it just before the world's destruction. We're living in that hour. We're marked. In the picture, which was laying here a moment ago, no. You saw on there a light. And that light I claim to be the Spirit of God. One of the spirits of God, an angel that went from it. And before him who we stand, you're aware that standing in the presence of a man wouldn't make you feel the way you are now. There's something going on. That is right. Now I want to ask you before the audience, you be the judge. If I would guess and say you're sick and something's wrong with you, which I do not know, but you might say, the brother guessed that. But if he tells you something that you know, something that like he did in the Bible, and like he did the woman at the well, or something that you know that I know nothing of, and he will do that, then you know that there's something here present that knows you. I do not. Would you believe it to be the Spirit of God? You would. Would the audience believe the same? May he grant it. Now, if the audience still can hear my voice, the lady is suffering from an extreme nervous condition. That is right. If that is right, raise up your hand. Do you believe that that was the Spirit of God that said that? Would you think that I just guessed that? If you would, just so that you would know different. Let the Holy Spirit speak now. And if God is God, He remains God. I don't know what was told you, lady. It wasn't me that spoke, it was my voice, but I wasn't using it. Just like this here. It's a mute unless something speaks to it. I'd be mute in this state, because I don't know yet. But maybe he will tell us something else. Whatever what he said was the truth. I'm speaking to you, man and woman, like our Lord spoke to the woman at the well. Merely to see what Father will say, because he said, I do nothing till the Father shows me. Yes, I see the lady in her house. She's real nervous, upset about something. She drops things so often. And it's what causes is the time of life that she's now living. The time of the menopause comes to her. Another thing, I see she's got sugar diabetes. That is true. You're not from this city. You've come from another city. That city's called Richford, Vermont. And your name is Mrs. John Jones. That's thus saith the Lord. Return home, for God has healed you by your faith. Go and be well. The Lord bless you, sister. Do you believe? Do you realize that you're in the presence of the Almighty God? But this Bible, which is His Word, don't doubt the Lord. Have faith. Sir, we are strangers to each other. The God of heaven, we will meet. And God will judge us someday. I have no way of knowing you, sir. You're a stranger to me. But if the God of heaven will tell me what you're here for, sir, I believe you come in sincerity. Yeah. Will you accept it as being the Son of God who has promised this? Jesus remains the same who met Nathanael. Another two men met. I'm trying to quote the scriptures of each case so that the people can see its parallel and know that it's not me, a man. I have nothing to do with it, sir. You're suffering also with an extreme nervous condition. And you've gotten so nervous until it bothers your heart. You're having heart trouble. That's right. Yes, sir. Fluttering and jumping. You can't sleep. I see you get up at nights and trying to get your breath. That's the truth, sir. Not only that, but you believing me to be the servant of Christ? Let me tell you so you will believe me more. You've got someone with you in your heart that you want prayer for. That's your mother. She has complications, doesn't she? You have very good faith. That's right. You're Catholic to begin with. You are a Catholic. I see you with the rosary, so that can't be hid. You're a Catholic. That's perfectly all right. Your faith makes you whole, sir. Do you believe it? Return and give praise to the God of heaven for your healing. God bless you. God of heaven bless you, my brother. Any way you can care to, sir. Will someone come over here, please, and over here and watch from the other side. Do you believe? Just have faith. Don't doubt. Have faith. Young couple, stop that. Or go out of the building. Suit yourself. God of heaven will curse you. I do not know you. Someday we'll stand in the judgment. Happened to be that a blessing came to the lady with the glasses on there, with the brown coat on, who's suffering there with heart trouble, sitting right here. Looks down. Do you believe the Lord God will make you well, my sister? Yeah, what you've asked for. Just have faith now. Pray, believe. You're trying to believe, sitting on the end of the seat. You walk with a cane. It's because part of your foot's been taken off. That is true. I don't know you. I've never seen you. But that's the truth. Raise up your hand if that's true. If you believe God with all your heart, you can go out without your cane and support. What did she touch sitting there? What happened? What was it rebuked a young couple and blessed the aged woman? Now, young man, are you going to mind me? Young lady, you're interfering with the Holy Spirit. I'm warning you before it takes place. Either behave, or the usher will come and see that you can go out. Or the police one back there. Now, you're in a religious service, which is 2 years for disturbing it. You behave. Not at this time, officers. You believe God would heal that stomach trouble for you? Believe He would. What do you think about the son? You think he'd come out of that paralyzed condition? He's in a hospital. That's true, sir. You've got a wife with you that you're praying for. If God will tell me what's the trouble with your wife, will you accept healing for her? She has trouble with her head and high blood pressure. That is true, sir. Is that all true?
It's all true.
Now go and find it just as you have believed, and God be with you. You're not here for yourself. You're here for a friend. Lady friend, that has multiple sclerosis. That is true. I cannot heal her. But do you believe that God will heal her? Then go believe it with all your heart. You can receive what you've asked for. How do you do? I hate to do this. Believe that God would heal your ear, make you well? Do you believe He knows the thoughts of your heart? You're praying for someone else. It's your mother and father. One has arthritis, the other has heart trouble and something wrong with her foot. That is true. You believe? Go find it the way you believed it. It'll be just the way you believe it. The God of heaven bless you. A nervous heart. God can heal heart trouble. There's many out there suffering with the same thing. There is the angel of light, Spirit of God. The man sitting here on the end of the row, right back here. You have sinus trouble. The elderly man sitting by the large man. Sinus trouble. You have stomach trouble. That is right, sir. Raise up your hands, sir. I'll tell you what's causing that. You're trying to quit a habit. Is a hard thing on sinus, be a hard thing on stomach trouble. You accept God to take it away, do you, and believe that He'll heal you? The Lord God bless you then. Go and receive it the way you have believed. Have faith. The man just back behind you there looking at me with the glasses. Got arthritis? Also have trouble with the head. If you believe with all your heart, you can be healed of that. Being that you have it also, there's a lady sitting there looking down at a child. She has trouble with her head too. That is right. Them's your grandchildren on each side of you. Correctly. Hold your hand if that's true. I do not know you, do I? You're aware that something's going on. One of your grandchildren wants prayer for being nervous. The other has an infection. That's right, raise your hand. Both of them are healed. All of you that has heart trouble, it's stand to your feet just a moment. Every person with heart trouble, it's too many to call. You just can't catch them. Stand here just a moment. Yes, sir. Come. Our sister suffers with a stomach trouble, calls some nervousness. All with nervousness or stomach trouble, stand to your feet just a minute and just remain standing. Every person with nervousness or stomach trouble. Stand right here. You had a stomach trouble too, so stand right here just also the same way. Are you believing? No matter what's wrong with you, come, sister. Your trouble's in your back. All right, stand right here. Everyone with back trouble, stand to your feet. That's kidney and so forth. Can't God heal out there? See, there's so many of them, I just can't call them. They've got out of my reach. You're believing. That's the reason you stood. You're believing. Now the reason that I told you last night before it comes to pass, how many was here last night that heard me say, Satan has done some evil has set a trap for me and I don't know how to handle it. How many remembers that? It was a young man and young woman sitting there. To curse them, they'd go blind.
Or be paralyzed.
To hold my peace, they live. Now before it comes to pass, I'm sparing you. You people believe that God is here. Now to you that's sick, bow your heads just a moment for prayer. Believe you hear with all your heart the Holy Spirit who is near. Eternal and blessed God who roared from Mount Sinai, you who spoke to the Apostle Peter and told Ananias and Sapphira, why did you do this to the Holy Spirit? Just because his voice spoke, one fell dead and the other was packed out in a little bit. You're still God, but you're full of mercy. And it was foretold to these people before it come to pass that they might know that your servant tells the truth. Now, eternal God, be merciful. And grant tonight that as the enemy sent this young couple in, that you'll forgive their sins. That they will not be harmed, but you will forgive them. You come to spare the life of man. But the Holy Spirit has sent his blessings to heal the people just the same. Your grace has overrode it. But now the people will know, and the young couple knows that I have nothing to do with them coming here, but told the night before of their being here. Now, Lord God, I pray thee to be merciful to those who are standing, who are sick and afflicted. May the great Holy Spirit come into their hearts just now, into their bodies, and let them know that the God who lives in the New Testament is alive tonight. That it is foretold, then comes to pass, and all things are done perfect and true through the Holy Spirit. We found it so. And we love you, Lord Jesus, because that you have loved us and has washed us in your blood and has made us your children. Thank you, Father, for these things. And we now rebuke the devil of sickness from the people that he'll depart from them and they may all be made well in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All that believe and accept your healing from God, stand to your feet just now as you accept without one shadow of doubt, feeling in your heart that God has healed you. How you ought to give thanks to God. The Bible said when something like this taken place in the Bible time, there was fear fell on all the people throughout all the regions. What do you think tonight? If you are a sinner, if you're an unbeliever, I invite you here to this platform, to the pulpit, to surrender your life to Christ. Come now. Let every man, if you believe that God hears my prayer and heals the sick and afflicted, which everyone to their feet has accepted it. Lady, what about you? There's something wrong with a cripple or something there. You believe God has made you well and you won't have to go wrong on your sticks no more? You do? You can have what you've asked for then. All right, God bless you. You're on your feet now to stay, if you believe it. Now, you people that wants to Jesus Christ to be merciful to you now, now in the hour of your death, would you come here to the platform while we sing the hymn, Almost Persuaded? All right, God bless you. All right, sing it.
Almost Persuaded. Now you believe, almost persuaded, Christ to resist.
go, Spirit, go thy way. Some more convenient day on thee I'll call. Almost persuaded.
Just make your places right around here to stand as fitted people who comes to receive Christ. Whosoever will is come. Catholic, Protestant, here stands Catholic and Protestant. Makes no difference. We're not asking you to change your churches. We're asking you, in the presence of God as His servant, and you bear record of these things.
Sing now some soul to save.
Don't sing away your stay of grace.
Let go thy way. Some more convenient day on thee I'll call.
Let us bow our heads now reverently in prayer. He who created the earth, He who brought Jesus from the dead and made the promise that the spirit of His being would live in His church until He come again. There should not be left one bit of doubt in your hearts. If there is, you're certainly cursed of God. If you could stand under this and still disbelieve, God be merciful. You who are standing here at the altar, no matter what church you belong to, Protestant or Catholic, it has nothing to do with it. Look at the people as healed. I don't believe there is one that I know of that what stood to their feet that what did not accept their healing. You see what happened at the platform, and just as sure as you could be told days before, weeks before, months before, it's told now of the healing. If He knows what was, He knows what will be. He knows the future and can tell it. He's God. You're in His presence. God be merciful to you now. You pray and repent. Ask God to forgive you and to give you of His mercy. I'm sure He will. And if there's anyone else who desires to come at this time, we're not telling you to go to certain churches. We want you to go to any church you want to, but we want you to come now. If you feel condemned in your heart that you come in and was wrong, that you have sinned and done that which is wrong, the altar is open for your confession to God, not to me or to any other man, but to God. Come and ask forgiveness. He is here in great mercy to heal the sick and to forgive the sinner. If there's another, while we sing softly once more a hymn, this verse, almost persuaded. Now to believe, almost persuaded Christ to receive. Will you sing it? And if you desire to come, pray. And just ask the Holy Spirit. There's no need of me telling you He's Him here. You know He is. Let us sing now with your heads bowed prayerfully as we sing the hymn.
Almost persuaded I've come today.
Oh, Lord God,
We are standing in awe. Even myself, I'm wondering, I'm amazed at your grace. How good and holy thou art. How long suffering and tender mercies can last. It's amazing to me. As the poet said, amazing grace. We love you, dear God. Forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. And freely from our heart we forgive everyone who has trespassed against us, that our sins may be blotted out. Take our iniquity and bury it in the sea of forgiveness of thy blood. Grant it, Lord. Bless this people who are waiting. God, grant it. Those who are standing here doing penance to thee, asking for mercy because they know that they are in your presence. O eternal God, give to them peace of heart. Speak to them. Give them experiences as you did in the Bible days, for it is truly Bible days are here again at the end of this Gentile age. Soon we are looking for Jesus to come. Don't know just when it will be to when the whole world will go into powder from an atomic bomb or some attack that has been prophesied by the prophets thousands of years ago, that the world would rock and burn with fervent heat. And we ask God that you'll be merciful to us and grant, Lord, that each one standing penitent at this altar, that their sins may be gone. I ask this as your servant, standing between the living and dead. I ask their sins and iniquity to be done away with. I may never be able to shake your hand in this earth, but I'm looking forward to that time if I shall live faithful. They are the trophies of your presence tonight. You said, no man can come to me except my Father draws him. And all that comes, I'll give them eternal life and will not cast them away, but will raise them up at the last day. And we believe that, and we are calling that for these children of yours that's penitent at the altar. May there was some in here who should have come and did not. Be merciful to them, dear God, and grant the same to them, I pray. Now, if there be one left anywhere that's not accepted healing, it doesn't feel that Christ has made them whole, may they at this time receive such. And may this meeting be long remembered in the memories even of the little children, if Christ shall carry. Trusting, Lord, that you'll bless this people for their efforts and all they have done, we commit them unto thee in the name of thy Son, the Lord Jesus. With our heads bowed, I'm going to ask that one of the pastors here, Brother Sweet, walk forward now as you remain with your head bowed for the closing prayer and whatever he has chosen to do. I appreciate all your sincerity. How many at the altar standing here with your head bowed believes that your sins are forgiven and they're under the blood of the Lord Jesus? Would you raise your hand to him and say, Lord, this I believe. The Lord bless you, each and every one along the altar. He never fails. He always answers prayer. I'm so grateful to you. God bless you now. While we bow our heads, turning the service to Mr. Sweet.